Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School, Wednesday, November 2nd. This game was supposed to happen on Friday, November the 4th. Could not happen Friday. There's going to be a major football game on Friday, and it's going to be at Monrovia. We'll talk about Danville Warrior football here in a moment. Tonight's education-based varsity girls basketball game features the Danville Lady Warriors at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access to PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We thank you for listening. We'll mention, pregame clock is 12-minute mark. Both teams are on the floor varsity contest. The JV contest was decided by Danville. We'll talk a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Danville Lady Warriors. Their school was founded in 1963. They have a school enrollment of 766 students. We'll mention their Class 3A, Sectional 25. In their sectional is the Cascade Cadets, Crawfordsville Athenians, Danville Warriors, Lebanon Tigers, Monrovia Bulldogs, Tri-West Bruins, and the Western Boone Stars. At Danville High School, the principal is P.J. Hammond. The athletic director is Amy Harvey. She was most instrumental for putting me in sports. I appreciate her communicating on a Saturday. And then I got to mention athletic secretary Stephanie Gross. Stephanie Gross did send me a roster on Sunday. That's very kind of their athletic department. I like working with them. We'll mention Danville High School is located at 100 Warrior Way. That's in Danville, Indiana, 46122. You can reach them by telephone at 317-745-6431. On the web, it's DanvilleWarriors.com. On Twitter, Danville, I take that back a second. Second way to find them on the web is danville.k12.in.us. The Danville Warriors wear the collars crimson and gray. They perform in the Sagamore Conference. There are 8 teams in the Sagamore Conference, and they are alphabetically Crawfordsville, Danville, Frankfort, Lebanon, North Montgomery, Southmont, Tri-West, Western Boone. We'll remind you, the head coach of the Danville Lady Warriors is Miss Kaylee May. Kaylee May, 165 wins, 70 losses, working in year number 10 at Danville High School. The Danville Warriors will mention their next game on their agenda will be next week. It'll be on Wednesday, the 9th of November, the 7:30 p.m. varsity contest. They'll have the JV start at 6. It'll be Danville at University High School, the Trailblazers. We'll talk a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Huskies. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies. The school was founded. It was conglomerated in 1965. We'll let you know they are Class 3A, Sectional 24. They have a school enrollment of 731. Okay, we had a little glitch in the atmosphere. I thought we dropped a signal. I don't believe we did, so we'll continue. Hamilton Heights pregame, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, as mentioned. The school was founded in 1965. It was actually conglomerated from Jackson Central. We'll let you know they are Class 3A, Sectional 24. And we'll mention there are 7 teams in the Hamilton Heights Sectional. And the Sectional will take place this year. It'll happen at Hamilton Heights High School with a realignment. And in their sectional will be Centerville Bulldogs, the Delta Eagles, Frankton Eagles, Hamilton Heights Huskies, Jay County Patriots, Newcastle Trojans, and the Yorktown Tigers. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Alden. The athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. There were the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference is made up of two divisions. There's an East Division and a West Division. Hamilton Heights in the East Division. In the East, alphabetically, is Lewis Cass Kings, Hamilton Heights Huskies, Northwestern Tigers, Tipton Blue Devils, Western Panthers. In the West Division, Benton Central Bison, Central Catholic Knights, Rensselaer Central Bombers, Twin Lakes Indians, and the West Lafayette Red Devils. The Hamilton Heights Huskies, along with Danville, they are both first starters right here, first game of the season. They're both 0-0. We'll mention the head coach for Hamilton Heights is Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry has 99 wins. Yes, tonight may be a big win for him if they should get it. He's got 48 losses. He's working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. The next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies is going to happen this Saturday, November 5th. November 5th, that'll be Hamilton Heights at Clinton Prairie. PutMeInSports.com cannot make that game. Prior commitment with my wife's work. So that's pretty special. We'll be there. But we'll also mention a little bit about football program 2022, Danville Warriors football. Head coach is Jamie Comer. Jamie Comer, 26 wins, 9 losses, working in year number 3. This is Class 3A, Sectional 29. We're going to go through Sectional 29. It started like this. Western Boone. With that Crawfordsville, Western Boone got the win 42-7. Second bracket down, the top brackets, Tri-West and Danville. Danville at home beat Tri-West 40-21. Third bracket down, now these are all on October 21st, first round of the sectional. Monrovia defeated Purdue Polytech 54-14. The bottom bracket, it was North Montgomery at home, defeated Speedway 21-20. Then last week, October 28th, on a Friday, it started out like this, top bracket. It was Western Boone and Danville. Western Boone, Danville, it was at Danville. Western Boone, Danville went to overtime. Overtime score, Danville got the win, 36-34. I'll mention Western Boone finishes the season at 9-2. Danville's still going. They're going to play Friday night. We will mention their opponent is going to be Monrovia. Monrovia defeated Speedway last Friday night, 21-20. We'll let you know. Monrovia going to be the home team Friday night. Class 3A Sectional 29 Championship. Monrovia Bulldogs at 4-7. Division team on the scoreboard going to be the Danville Warriors, 5-6. So they're going for the sectional title on Friday night. That's why this game had to be bumped up a couple of days for November the 2nd. They worked it out. Coach Alden worked it out. I say coach because he coached girls basketball for, I think, 29 years, 24 at Tipton, 5 right here at Hamilton Heights, and also the athletic department over there at Danville, Amy Harvey. So they worked it out probably by email, telephone. They're going to play tonight. First game of the season, Hamilton Heights hosting Danville. Ought to be a good game. We're looking for a good one. Saw one the last couple of years these two teams got together. And we'll mention you are listening to an Education Base high school girls varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net. They'll provide audio sports for you. They'll provide video. Video sports, you can go to audiosportsonline.net. You can look them up and you can figure out a way to broadcast your favorite team. That could be baseball, football, basketball, soccer, could be cross country. A good way to go to just be there for your team. And they're getting ready to, clock's going to buzz out. We're going to have our national anthem here shortly. And we do appreciate you listening. I know my wife is listening by computer. Having a little bit of difficulty with the hookup here. Actually, doing good so far. Might have had a pretty good little pause there in the action. But girls are standing at attention. They're vertical down the court, standing on a line. We're getting ready for our national anthem. And they're going to talk about those who have gone before us to serve this nation, make it possible for us to have a freedom here in the United States. Not totally free, but it's about the closest you can get. We're very thankful for our country. We're going to set this down. We're going to have our national anthem. That's our national anthem. It was partially Memorex. I heard a pretty good voice in the crowd. Sounded pretty good vibrato. Male voice sounded well. Yeah, the clock stops at 5 minutes. They put 5 more minutes back on. They're going to wait for the girls to come out of their locker rooms. And while they do that, we'll mention a little bit about our sponsors bringing this game to you. We'll talk about Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Baer, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Baer, Century 21, Chic Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Baer, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. The game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. That's a good mechanic, AGM Auto. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. They also restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, their number, 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just go to Howard Street, right off of State Road 19 in Arcadia, and they are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. So the Huskies are out on the floor. They come out of the locker room. Clock is stationary at 3 minutes. Waiting for the Danville Lady Warriors to come out of the locker room. They're occupying the boys' locker room. Excuse me. Getting over a cold. It's about gone. Got it last Sunday, a week ago Sunday. It was not fun. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. That's Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. They have wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can just visit Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. Again, their address is 27857 Henry Gunn Road. It's a rural address, but it is Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store Incorporated. Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. And they say at Runyon, and I believe it, they say, we bleed orange. There's no doubt, Alan Runyon, he grew up a Husky. He grew up big time. He's 6'5". The 1:38 on the pregame clock. Danville going through some layups, going through a routine there in the front court. They'll take possession of the north side of the gym for the first half. And here come the three officials for tonight's ball game. And I'm working at the other end of the gym, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're going to wear customary white for a home game. Danville wearing the crimson uniforms. 1:10 on the game clock. They're getting caught up right there. The Husky, Lady Huskies go to their bench, and now Danville will do just the same. Getting ready for the starting lineup. Not sure they're going to mention the complete roster from the public address tonight. They did not do that in the JV contest. Customarily, this being the first game of the season, we'll mention the whole roster. We'll talk about the Danville Lady Warriors. We'll talk about their non-starters. Wearing number 2, Micah Baxter. She's a 5'7" junior. Number four, Courtney Bynum. She's a 5'9" junior. Number 15, Addison Davis, a 5'9" sophomore. Number 24, Lucy Riggs. She's a 5'7" junior. And number 25, Alexis Lynch. She's a 6-foot junior. Now we'll mention the starting lineups for the Danville Lady Warriors. Wearing number 11, she's a 5'7" sophomore. That's Emma Anselis. Wearing number 12, she's a 6-foot junior, Cooper Stone. Wearing number 21, a 5'10" senior, Isabel Wooten. Number 22, 5'6" senior, Cameron Rector. Number 23, a 5'10" senior, Jocelyn Piercy. And we'll mention the head coach for the Danville Lady Warriors is Kaylee May. We'll talk a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. 2022-23 version. First, we'll mention the non-starters. Wearing number 3, Katie Brown. She's a 5'6" sophomore. Number 4, Taylor Harley. Taylor Harley, 5'6". She's a sophomore. Number 12, 5'5" junior, that's Morgan Ottinger. Number 14, Jocelyn Wolfgang, 5'6" senior. Number 42 is Vivian Lynch. We'll mention Vivian Lynch, a 5'6" sophomore. Now we'll start mentioning the starting lineups for the Huskies. Starting lineup, number 2, she's 5'6", she's a junior. Ella Hickok. Number 10, 5'9" junior, that's Cameron Runner. Number 24, 5'9" junior, Hadley Cherry. Number 20, a 5'4" senior, that's Kaylee Roten. And number 23, a 5'7" junior, Cassidy Schaefel. The head coach for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. They're working it up. Big screen right there. They got the jumbotrons at both ends. They shut the lights off on me. Double time completely. Glad I got their cell phone beside me. Providing some light. I'm glad I have it on. Never. Not to go off. I hope I don't lose battery power, but I don't think we will. So this game getting close to being started. They got a pretty good bit of entertainment happening before the ball game at Hamilton Heights. So they're showing girls in the weight room on the big screen. And Danville has gone off into their locker room. And I believe I probably would also. So varsity competition here tonight. They're showing on the big screen a little bit of highlights. Hamilton Heights girls basketball. Take that back, Danville's right there by the former concession stand exit right there. We go to the concession stand, they're grouped up right there in a huddle. And they're getting ready to mention the starting lineups. They've done Danville. They're getting ready to talk about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And I'm looking for a good game tonight. We'll also mention another support sponsor bringing a team to you. It starts out like this, while growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of. A work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school, that next wrestling match and each of the matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with the will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies each and every contest. Signed, Scott G. Thank you, Scott, for caring enough to support Winter Athletics Basketball. So they're getting ready to have the tip off here momentarily. Both teams are huddled right there in front of their benches. 8 minutes on the game clock. First game of the season for both teams. Danville traveled a little bit of a ways. Not too bad. 6:36. Yeah, I'll take 4:55 around. We'll wish them safe travel. 4:65 sometimes is a track meet. Be safe. Gonna clean their shoes. Getting ready to jump it up. It's gonna be number 10, Cameron Runner for Hamilton Heights. She's gonna jump it up right there, Danville Warrior. Number 12, Cooper Stone. There's a toss, it's not bad. Ball hits the floor, picked up right there, Katie Rhodes. She lost the handle. Gonna be picked up in the backcourt by Hamilton Heights. Picked up by Josh Judy. 23, Katie Cassidy Schakel. We'll get these names down. New set of names. Some of them are the same. Some are new. Out top of the key, out working the basketball out right here, is number 10, Cameron Runner. Working across the lane, Ella Hickok. Back out top on the dribble, Hamilton Heights senior. That's Kaylee Roten. She wears number 20. We played 30 seconds gone by. Hamilton Heights in the front court looking for the first shot of the ball game. They hit it back out top, point guard, Ella Hickok. Calls out a play, works at left side behind the arc in front of the Danville bench. It's Cameron Runner. She tried to get it down low to Hadley Cherry. Going to be a foul call. First foul of the ball game is going to be whistled on Danville Lady Warriors. First foul whistled right there, number 11, Emma Anselet. She's got one. Could be brought in right the bucket on the baseline. She'll pass it to the backcourt. Trey chasing it down right there. Hadley Cherry. She get it back to Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. Right-handed dribble works at the left side. Behind the arc. A little bit of a jump step. Not much. Just barely raised the step off the surface. Looked like she was going to shoot. She wanted to pass. Might not have had a lane to shoot. Could be a turnover on Cameron Runner. No score. 7 minute mark. And it works it down low. With the basketball, ball's going to be stolen. Cameron Runner. To get it to Hadley Cherry. Now she gets the outlet. Number 2, Ella Hickok, crossing the timeline on the dribble, picking her up out top, number 11, Emma Anselet. Pretty good match right here, crossover dribble, Ella Hickok, to get it left side behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Roten on the dribble, out top, she'll work it right side, she'll pick up her dribble. Guard here out top, Emma Anselet, pretty good dribbling exhibition there, she makes a good guard right there out top, Anselet, covering the ball well. Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner, works at left side behind the arc. Three-point lane, she'll cross over. That's Ella Hickok on the dribble. Free throw line, she'll kick it outside. Three-point shot, wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten, ball goes out of bounds, going to belong to Danville. I will mention Kaylee Roten, that final game last year. Garrett Railroaders, it was at Belmont. Kaylee Roten, three-point lane, she was 2 for 3. She hit the three-pointer that lit him up. I take the two-pointer, 14-point deficit. Will be a bucket in the front court. Credit the bucket, 22, Cameron Recker. 2-0 contest. Danville in front. On the dribble out top, Ella Hickok. She'll bounce it down low. Hadley Cherry. She'll find a cutter across the lane right there. That's number 10, Cameron Runner. She'll go baseline. They'll move the ball around. Ella Hickok, she'll dribble in. Outside the arc, three-point shot. In and out, wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry, going to be a foul called on the rebounding stage right there. It's going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. Going to be whistled on Ella Hickok, number 2. She's got 1. Team foul number 1. They both have 1 here in the early going. 5:32 on the game clock. They're bringing in from the backcourt, Hamilton Heights showing some pressure. They'll pass it to the front court. They'll get it down low. On the dribble, dish off Emma Anselet. Up with the bucket, good. That's number 21, Isabel Wooten. It's a 4-0 contest. Danville in front. Crossing the timeline in the front court of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. 8 o'clock on the wristwatch, straight up. 5:02 left here in the first quarter at Hamilton Heights. Girls basketball. First game for both Danville and Hamilton Heights. Ball's out stationary. He'll dribble now. He'll hit that crossover. She gets to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Cameron Runner. Shot wouldn't go. She's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. She's going to shoot three times. Fouls whistled on Danville. They're going to whistle this one on 23, Jocelyn Piercy. Jocelyn Piercy picked up her first foul. Team foul number two. So Cameron Runner going to get three shots right here with the clock stopped. First shot on the way. Good. Cameron Runner. We're mentioning that, versus Garrett last basketball season in the regional contest at Belmont. Cameron Runner went 7-for-9 at the free throw line. She's 2-for-2 thus far in 2022. So she's 2-for-2. She got 22 points versus Garrett Railroaders. That game went to double overtime. Third shot is good. Pretty good ways to go, getting three at the line in a row. To the front court, Danville Warriors on the dribble. They'll kick it back out, they'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot on the way, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 23, Jocelyn Piercy. Danville rebounds the basketball. They have a second attempt in the front court. They'll go 3-point shot, right corner baseline. Shot wouldn't go, going to be a foul call. That shot is taken by 22, Cameron Rector. Foul on Hamilton Heights. Huskies going to pick up the foul. They've got two in the contest. They're going to whistle this foul on number 20, Kaylee Roten. She's got one. They'll work it down in the lane. Turnaround jumper, wouldn't go. Shot taken there, 21, Cameron Rector. Hamilton Heights with the rebound. They'll dribble it to the front court. They'll go left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner back out to Ella Hickok. She's got a dribble. She'll backpedal dribble. She'll reset the offense. Balance floor. They'll work crossover. Ella Hickok. She'll dish it off back out top. Work it right there to Cameron Runner. She'll bounce it back to Ella. She'll pick up a screen. 23, Cassidy Schaefer. They'll kick it back out top. She'll dribble it in now to Cassidy Cherry. Behind the arc on the dribble. Working at Ella Hickok. They'll move it to Cherry. Left side. Right there in front of the Danville bench. They'll work it outside the arc. Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. They'll try to go to the corner with it. They're going to be tipped away. Pretty good hands right there. They tried to hit Kaylee Roten in the corner. Good hands right there by the Lady Warriors. They'll bring it back in. They'll pass it to the backcourt. Picked up there by Ella Hickok. 3:33 left in the first quarter. 4-3 ball game. Danville in front. They work it down low. Good entry pass off the glass. 23, Cassie Schakel. Hamilton Heights goes up by one. 5-4 contest. On the dribble out top, working the basketball, crossing over, looking to get rid of it. She does. 3-point shot in the air. Got it. That's number 12, Cooper Stone. Cooper Stone puts Danville back on top by two. A 7-5 ball game. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Hamilton Heights in the front court, Ella Hickok. She'll pass it out top, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner will hesitate. She'll bring it back out top, backpedal dribble. She's working against number 11, Emma Antoit. Still got the dribble alive. Nearly picked it up there, put it back down. Everything's fine. She's in the center circle. She'll kick it back down to Ella Hickok. Hickok's going to absorb a push from the back, and she's going to draw the foul. It's going to be whistled on Danville. Danville picks up his third foul here in the first half. We're in the first quarter. Taking a breather right now, checking out the ball game for Danville. Team number 23, Jocelyn Piercy. Jocelyn Piercy picks up her second foul. She'll sit down for a little bit. Coming out of the ball game is Schakel. Cassidy Schakel exiting the ball game. It's going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline, brought in by Hadley Cherry to Ella Hickok. She'll work at right side, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to dribble. She'll dribble in. High dribble. Try to get the ball away. Lost the handle. Goes off the body of Cameron Runner. No foul called. There was some friction there. Probably a difficult call, evidently. Couldn't get the whistle to blow. 2:25 left. They're bringing it from backcourt. Hamilton Heights showing full court pressure. They get to the half-court line. They're dribbling down low. Nobody back. Good recovery right there. That's number 3, Katie Brown. Katie Brown entered last dead ball. She came in for Schakel. Katie Brown, a sophomore, 5'6". Where's number 3? They're going to inbound from the backcourt. Hamilton Heights going to go 84 feet with it. And across the timeline on the dribble, Ella Hickox, she'll work at right side behind the arc, Kaylee Roby. She'll work at left side, back out top, Cameron Runner. Back to Ella in front of the Danville bench. Bounce pass out top. Kaylee Roten has the triple threat. She'll dribble left. 1:57 on the game clock. She'll pass it down low. A little bit behind the intended target. It'll be deflected. Picked up by Danville. Into paint. They're going to call a traveling violation. Took an extra step. That's a good play. She got down low. That was Addison Davis. Addison Davis. She wears number 15. She's a 5'9 sophomore. She entered when number 23, Jocelyn Piercy, picked up her second foul. 1:43 on the game clock. 7-5 ball game. Danville Lady Warriors in front. On the dribble, outside, back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok. Left side, working the basketball. Not real closely guarded. She'll get a little closer herself to dribble in. Ella Hickok, baseline. She'll pass it back out top. Katie Brown. Katie Brown, she'll pass it left side. She'll bring the ball back out center circle. That's Cameron Runner. She's going to pick up a screen. Hadley Carey. She'll dribble left side. A little bit of friction. No call. Picked up her dribble. Cameron Runner. Cross-court pass. Gets it to Katie Brown. Back out top. To Kaylee Roten. We are at the one-minute mark, first quarter. 7-5 ball game. Lady Warriors in front. Working the dribble. Right side, picking up a screen. Hadley Carey should dribble left. Hand off right there to Cameron Runner on the spin dribble. Through the leg, she'll dribble in. A lot of friction, no call. She'll dribble in the paint. She'll float one over the rim. Cameron Runner ties the ball game at 7. 35 seconds left. First quarter, they'll go to the corner. 3 points down on the way. Shot taken by 22, Cameron Richter. Hamilton Heights with the rebound. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. Going to be called on Danville. They're going to whistle a foul on 21, Isabel Wooten, 5'10 senior. She'll pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 4, Hamilton Heights with 2 thus far in the first half. We're in the first quarter, 23 seconds left. Hamilton Heights going to walk across the timeline. They'll pass it across to Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble left side. She'll pass to the left side, try to get it to Cameron. Good hands right there, Danville Lady Warrior. That was Isabel Wooten, swatted it out of bounds. 15.1 left. Can be brought in front of the Danville bench. She'll pass to the backcourt. That's Katie Roten on the dribble crossing the timeline. Number 2, Ella Hickok. 9 seconds left. Hickok's in the circle. Center circle, she'll dribble. Crossing the three-point line. She'll back her way in. 2 seconds. 1 second shot on the way. Wouldn't go at the buzzer, just off long. A shot taken by Kaylee Roten at the end of one quarter of play. It's a 7-7 ball game. Danville Lady Warriors, Hamilton Heights Huskies. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708. South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. They are authorized. They are an authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. They are locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can reach Dirk at 317-773-4800. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. South 8th Street in Noblesville. Second horn sounds. Both teams out on the surface. Both teams coming out. Going to play. Going to be possession arrow. Going to go to Danville. They'll bring in slightly to the backcourt. Brought in by 22, Cameron Retcher. On the dribble. Number 11, Cooper Stone. She'll work it back to Cameron Retcher. They'll move it around the arc. They'll move it down low. It's going to be a steal. Bounce pass and try to get it inside to Addison Davis. Ball stolen on the bounce by Cameron Runner. Huskies in the front court. Just begun the second quarter, 7:35 left. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Back pedal dribble out straight away. Ella Hickok, she's going to touch the ball twice before it hits the ground, the floor, I should say. And that's a double dribble. So they'll give the ball back to Danville with an unforced turnover. He brought in three-quarter court. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, number 11, Emma Ansoy. She'll work at right side, well behind the arc, near the scorer's bench. Stationary, she'll quick pass into the corner. Emma Ansoy. She'll get the ball back. She'll work it back to the corner once again. As they move the ball around, Ansoy try to get a bounce pass low. The ball's on the surface. Katie Brown holds on to it. It's going to be a jump ball. And that ball's on the surface, and one gal's already on the floor, got it, holding the basketball. Somebody's going to jump in. That's just what happened. Change of possession. They're going to give it on the alternating arrow. Goes back to Hamilton Heights. 7:05 clock moving. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Ella Hickok. She'll work it left side behind the arc. Katie Brown. She'll work it out top. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble right. She'll go in the, near the paint. She'll turn around jumper. Got it. Turnaround jumper about the elbow right side for Cameron Runner. 2 points. 9-7 ball game. Heights by two. We're going to inside the arc and we're going to cross the way there. To the corner baseline. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Cameron Rector fighting for the basketball. Trying to get the rebound there in the corner. That's Katie Brown putting out some good effort trying to save that basketball. She got some good playing time a year ago. Looks to have a lot more playing time this season. Working from the corner, they'll bounce it in. In the paint, off the glass, would go. Only two shots awarded to Danville Lady Warrior, number 15, Addison Davis. 5'9 sophomore, fouls whistle on Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok, she'll pick up her second foul in the ballgame. Second quarter, 6:33. First shot for Davis. Rims around, fell off, wouldn't go. She'll get one more. Number 15, Addison Davis. She'll eye it, fly it. This one, short off the rim, when he go, got her own rebound, put it back up and in. Addison Davis, she knew where it was going to bounce. She picked it up right side, went off the glass before the Huskies knew the ball was even shot. Two-point basket is tied at 9. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. In the front court, Ella Hickok. She'll work it behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble in. Kick it back out, Katie Brown. Back out to Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. She'll set the offense. Ryan working left side behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Picks up her dribble. Gets the ball back to Katie Brown. Bounce pass to the center circle, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to dribble in. Working right back to crossover. Outside the arc, Kaylee Roten. Going to take that imaginary step. Just ever so slightly going to get called for the traveling violation prior to putting the ball on the floor. As a friend of mine says, Mark Carter, I tell you what, that guy's a good referee. I've known Mark a long time. He tells me that in their umpire meetings, that type of traveling call is the toughest to make out of any call they make. So shot from the baseline wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Isabel Wooten. They get the ball back, but they lose control of it right there. Picked up by Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court. Behind the arc, Kaylee Roten works it left side, well behind the three-point line. Hadley Cherry, she'll dribble once. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. That's Cameron Runner. She's open probably any time she's got the ball. 5:16 on the game clock. Ella Hickok, cross-court pass, well behind the arc. Cameron Runner picking her up. Right there, defensively. They got a double team trying to hook the screen right there. Kick it back around out top of the circle again. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Working right there, Lucy Riggs in the ball game for Danville. She's guarding the elbow left side. Work it back around. And Ella Hickok gets the deck. And right away, two Danville Lady Warriors there to help her back up. So the ball's going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Substitution in the ball game. Checking out the game, number 11, Emma Anselis. And I'm back in the ballgame for Danville. We'll capture that number here in a moment. Here's number 12, Cooper Stone, the ball handler. We're going to right side the dribble in. Cameron Runner is going to go off the glass. It's going to be a foul call. She'll shoot twice. She pierced the lane. Here's the double team. She went up right side. Going to go off the glass. Got fouled. She'll shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled on Danville. Number 15, Addison Davis. She's got two. Team foul number six. First shot up and good for Cameron Runner. She's 4 for 4 from the line. Addison Davis going to take a breather. I believe back in the ballgame, 21, Isabel Wooten. Coach Kaylee May keeping her girls fresh, keeping some fresh legs in the ballgame. Cameron Roten got both of them. 11-9, Lady Huskies by 2. On the dribble out top, she'll bounce it down low. She'll work it to the elbow. There'll be a foul called. Ella Hickok is going to pick up number 3. Here in the first half, we got 4:25 left. Ella Hickok's going to exit the ballgame in a hurry. Back in the ballgame, Katie Brown. Going to bring it in. Just left of the Husky bench in the front court. Brought in right here, 21, Isabel Wooten. Wooten down low. She'll take a pass off the floor right there. And they're going to check on her. They're going to call time. Isabel Wooten kind of grabbing that right ankle. She's okay. Referee stopped play and play. She needed some time. She says, I'm okay. So they'll re-enter the basketball. From the backcourt, brought in by Katie Brown, Cameron Runner going to handle the point guard with Ella Hickok on the bench. 4:07 on the game clock. Crossover. Cameron Runner out top. Left corner. Three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Katie Brown. She took a swat in the face after the shot. Nothing major, but it kind of stunned her. We're going to back out top of the basketball. To the corner. Three-point shot on the way. No good. That was Cameron Rector. Rebound put back is good. That's number 12, Cooper Stone. Cooper Stone ties the ball game at 11. 3:37 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. We're at Hamilton Heights High School. A year ago, we were at Danville. On the dribble, out top, Cameron Runner. Going to be a timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Sherry. 3:27 left here in the second quarter. 11-11 on the scoreboard, Danville and Hamilton Heights. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Car Quest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So what, Dean's Auto Parts? They're pretty much in walking distance if you want to take the walk. They're just on the other side of Cicero. So ball brought in, Hamilton Heights. Brought in by Katie Roten. Cameron Runner going to cross the sideline at a trot pace. She'll pass to the front court. Katie Brown get the ball back. Back to Katie. Out top, they'll give it to Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten on the dribble. Back to Katie. Well outside the arc. Double team. She'll pass the ball out of there. So we're going to see the free throw line. Kick it back out. Driving baseline is Cameron Runner. Couldn't get the shot away. Good defense at the other end. That was number 12, Cooper Stone. And Danville throws the ball away. Hamilton Ike comes up with it. Going to be a traveling violation. Cameron Runner took a pass outside the arc there in the corner. Her initial step, the ball didn't hit the floor. She got called for traveling. 11-11. Tie ball game, 2:50 left here in the second quarter. They'll work it down inside to the baseline. On the dribble, she'll bounce it back out. Going to be stolen. Cameron Runner right there to take the bounce pass. She crosses the timeline. Dribble pace, she'll cross over. outside to work at left side, Katie Roten. To the corner, Katie Brown. Back outside, centering it up is 21, Kaylee Roten. She'll back pedal dribble, work it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. She'll work it outside. Going to call her for a traveling violation. They're going to say her foot came off. Actually, both feet have to come off. If one foot comes up, that's just like taking a step. I'm not quite sure about that one, but they call her for traveling. Have to look at the film on that. I thought her right foot stayed down. 2:14 on the game clock. Out top, they're working down the baseline. On the dribble, she'll bring it back out. That's Emma Anfoot. To the corner, 22, Cameron Rector. Back to Anfoot. They're working around the perimeter. Trying to get it down low. Trying to get the basketball. Going to be a jump ball. Hutchie came in there, stole it. That was Shakel. Cassidy Shakel got the steal. She fell to the surface. She just waited there till a Danville Lady Warrior tied her up. So the alternate possession arrow goes back to Danville. They'll take it in. They'll bring it in. Left of their own bucket on their own baseline. Going to be brought in, tipped away. Good tip. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot wouldn't go for 12. That was Cooper Stone. A wonderful tip right there. A tip pass like a Larry Bird type pass. That was 21. Isabel Wooten. Isabel Wooten. She's a senior, 5'10". She may be getting looked at for college. They're working around right side behind the arc. Katie Brown dishes off. Kaylee Roten. 1:32 left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights getting some first game jitters. They're dragging the foot. They're jumping without the ball or with the ball. With coming down. They're doing about everything imaginable right here in this first half, first game of the season. Yet it's tied at 11. 11-11, 1:25 on the game clock. On the dribble, crossing over. Out top is Emma Anfoot. To work it down low, Anfoot, give and go. She's good off the glass. Anfoot for two. The 13-11 contest. Danville in front. We're at the 108 mark during the second quarter. Outside the arc, triple threat available. Hadley Carey passes out of it. Out top to Katie Brown. Right here to dribble. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble now. She's being guarded by 21, Isabel Wooten. They'll work at right side as they show the zone. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll pass it out top. Katie Brown back to Cameron Runner. Spin dribble, 38 seconds left. Huskies in the front court on the dribble. She'll drive in. Katie Roten lost the handle. Going back the other direction. She'll go off the glass, got the bucket, and she'll shoot one. A three-point play opportunity. She comes off the bench. That's number 24, Lucy Riggs. Lucy Riggs, 5'7", junior. She'll shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul on Hadley Cherry. She's got one. Bella Hickok looks like she's going to come back in for about 30 seconds worth here. Three-point play is good for 24, Lucy Riggs. Five-point advantage. For Danville, ball's brought in. Ella Hickok going to cross the timeline. Offense right here for Ella. She's working with three fouls. Works it outside. We're working left side to Ella behind the arc. From the Danville bench, she's going to throw the ball away. Trying to get it down low, trying to get it to Hadley Cherry. It was stolen to Hadley Cherry from behind. Knocks the ball free, picked up by Cameron Runner. Runner goes off the glass. High dribble. She kept her foot. Two-point bucket for Cameron. Shot at the buzzer. Rims out. Would have been a three. Nearly from half court. That shot taken by number 11, Emma Anfoot. They'll go to a 10-minute intermission. Score at halftime is Danville 16, Hamilton Heights 13. I think we're going to have a halftime guest here momentarily. We'll talk to him in just a moment. In the meantime, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by TricksandFishers.com. Since 1983, you can dial them up at their Fishers dealership. That number is 317-842-2228. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. Tricks and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second Hamilton County location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's Highway 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. And you can explore their quality used car inventory. You can do that online or you can do that on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. We're going to unplug here one moment. We're going to have a halftime guest. It's going to be Kevin Cherry, the brother of Keegan Cherry. We'll talk about him and his basketball team, the LaPel Bulldogs. One moment. Okay, we're good.
Okay, yeah. Good, how are you, AJ?
I tell you what, your practice starts next Wednesday, right?
Next Monday.
Next Monday, November 7th. I tell you what, what do you think about this game? It's kind of pregame jitters blasting into the ball game.
Yeah, typical first game. You know, very sloppy on both ends. Low scoring. Both teams trying to figure each other out. But I do know one thing. I'd be happy to have Cameron Runner on my team just about any time. What a player she is. And then a lot of complimentary pieces to go around her. And, of course, Coach Cherry does a fantastic job. I'd look for them to make some adjustments, and they'll be okay in the second half.
So what, Danville's got maybe three gals that almost match up with Cameron, almost.
Yeah, almost. Danville, and she does a great job coaching at Danville. They're big, physical, long, especially as compared to Hamilton Heights. That was one of the first things I noticed in the starting lineup. It's like, wow, they have some really good size. And, yeah, it's a good battle, two well-coached teams, some really good players, and should be an exciting second half.
I tell you what, Coach, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play. I think that's well, what's the date on that game, the 26th?
Yeah, the 26th will open up at Anderson, which is always it's a county matchup, big-time rivalry, I guess, for us. As being the small 2A school, going to go play the 4A school, a lot of tremendous respect for the history and tradition that the Anderson program has. And, I'm most excited to be able to go into that gym and to be able to say I coached in a gym where Phil Buck coached at one time in the history of that place, even though it is the old Madison Heights. Looking forward to that and looking forward to our season.
I tell you what, Coach Ballinger, one time we went to the wigwam that played Sheridan. I tell you what, Coach Ballinger, I really admire him because the score was 95 to like 68. Heights were in front. Coach Ballinger put his subs in and would not let them shoot because he didn't want to get 100.
Oh, that's a classy move by a classy guy, so that doesn't surprise me at all. Boy, at the wigwam, there are some great memories in that place. And Kojak Fuller, you just go down through all the Mr. Bassels they had, the Indiana All-Stars. I can remember being a little boy going into the wigwam and just being so difficult to find a ticket and would set up on the stage with my grandfather and cousins, and just a really cool place to watch a basketball game, and fortunate that I was able to experience that Hoosier hysteria during that time frame specifically.
I tell you what, I'm going to ask you, when was it that you first noticed that you'd like to be a basketball coach?
Well, that's a great question, AJ, and believe it or not, at our high school in Pendleton, we had a radio station, and every Saturday morning, they would do a coach's show with Coach Joe Buck, and I remember being out there as a senior, and that question was posed to me by the broadcaster, and I said, I think I'd like to come back here and take Coach Buck's job one day, and so I don't know if that was it or not, but I know that Joe Buck made a tremendous impact on my life, not only as a coach, but as a role model and a fatherly figure that, that I was very lucky to have him as my high school basketball coach.
I tell you what, if people haven't gathered yet from our conversation, you are the basketball coach at the LaPel Bulldogs. You love basketball. I got to mention, you were at Madison Grant, and that one year, you only lost 4 games.
Yeah, we had a special season at Madison Grant. That's a very special community with a lot of great people, and we had a bunch of great kids that bought into what we were trying to do. On that starting five, we had 2 kids that were co-valedictorians in Grant Brown and Caden Howe. And then you put the pieces around them, Justin Moore, Jackson Manuel. That was our five, along with the little Jay Sal. We had a special group, and then we had guys that came off the bench and fulfilled their roles. So it was a really great time. And then I had to step away there unexpectedly for some personal reasons. And then when the LaPel job opened up, I reached out and made some phone calls and just to try to get an idea of what it was like there now. Following a legendary coach like Jimmy Howe, and I know there were some gaps in there between him, but that's a program that expects to win. It's a community that expects to win. And I embrace that kind of a culture. I think our team is embracing that kind of a culture. And we're just going to try to go in and get better every day. Then hopefully come late February, we can put a run together that that could be pretty magical in that community.
I tell you what, Coach, I've witnessed you working at LaPel. You introduced me to maybe a sophomore and a couple freshmen, and I had to look up at them.
Yeah, we do have some tremendous, good size for a 2A school especially. And, I introduced those guys to you specifically because it's more than just about basketball. I mean, we use basketball to teach a lot of life lessons and skills, and anytime I can get my players to introduce them to somebody in the community that's outside of basketball, I try to take that opportunity. But we do have some good size, some really good kids. Sometimes I want them to be a little bit meaner, but, that's just part of it. I tell you what, Coach, I got to show this to you. You said something about life lessons. Have you seen the new website for the IHSAA?
I have not.
It's really good. It's more friendly to find where you're looking to go. But it's better. And here's their slogan. Keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field.
Yeah, I mean, that's educational-based athletics is such an important piece of a kid's high school education. In this kind of a culture that we are in, it seems today, getting kids to buying in, to wanting to be a part of something bigger than themselves is oftentimes difficult. You know, they see things on TV, they go to AAU tournaments, they see social media where it's more about I, and not we. And so from that regard, we try to be a little bit more old school in our approach, a lot like Coach Cherry does here at Hamilton Heights, and Coach Ballinger is, you know, buy into something, being a part of something bigger than yourself, being a great teammate, and taking those skills outside of high school, and then once you get into the community, you should be or have a better opportunity of being a productive citizen.
I tell you what, you're a great dad, a great coach. Talk a little bit about Carson, your daughter. She's playing soccer now, but she's not playing high school.
No, and thanks for mentioning her, AJ. Today's her birthday, so.
Is that right? Well, happy early birthday to you, and happy birthday to Carson if you're listening. Yeah, she's down at Louisville in her freshman year, just completed her freshman year playing soccer down there. Had an outstanding season. The coaching and the leadership that she's getting down there, that institution is first class. And she's on a really nice path in her early college career. So really proud of her. And then I'll just mention my other kids too. Eli, he's down at Duke playing in football in his senior year. Kaylin, our oldest daughter, is at Purdue, and then our youngest, Kennedy, is here at Hamilton Heights as a sophomore. So proud of all of them in their own right.
Oh, goodness, you are a busy guy. How about Dakota Weatherford? She was at Louisville for a bit.
Yeah, and she still lives down there. I ran into her parents the other night while we were at dinner, and we got to talking a little bit, and I mentioned that Carson was down at Louisville, and Dakota's mother told me that she was still living down in that area. So we were going to maybe try to hook those two up at some point.
I tell you what, Tim and Cindy got their hands full. They got a son that's playing for the Chicago Bears.
What a dream that come true that must be for them. And I know a lot of hard work has gone in from their son, but also from the parents and driving him to all the events, getting him to the practices, taking him to the camps. I mean, typically when you find a student athlete like that or a professional athlete that's made it to that level, you can probably trace that back to some really great parents.
I remember him back when he was about 4 years old.
Yeah, you got no idea
he's going to be who he is, and he's a good one.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Life's funny that way. Eli didn't play high school football until his junior year, and then, 3 years later, he's down at Duke playing Division I football. And so, yeah, you never know how life's going to pan out, and it's all about making the most of those opportunities when you're presented with them.
Yeah, well, you're a heck of an interview. I can't wait to see you on the basketball court. We're going to talk before the game, okay?
Absolutely, AJ. And I look forward to having you over there. AJ will be over to broadcast us at the Frankton LaPel game, and we'll be dedicating the floor that night to Coach Jimmy Howe. So I appreciate you being there, AJ.
I'll see you at the Tipton game, too.
That's right. That's our last game of the season, so you'll be able to kind of see our progress kind of first to last type of a thing.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate it.
I'm going to plug this back in. We'll be right back.
Okay, second half, basketball. That was Kevin Cherry, head coach Kevin Cherry, LaPel Bulldogs, head coach. I tell you what, that guy is special. Man, I bet they didn't think twice when he threw his hat in the ring to be the coach. Ball's brought in, Hamilton Heights. Ultra possession arrow. Huskies in the front court. We're going to work at the left side, right side. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Danville. 16-13, our halftime score. We've just begun. We're 9 seconds in to the second half. Huskies going to bring it in. Out in the front court with the basketball and the dribble is Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok out top. They got a stack right there. Elbow right side. She'll bring it right side. Lost the handle. Tried to get it back. Her second step was on the baseline. The ball goes back to Danville. So they're working right there. And they're going to bring the ball to the front court. Danville. In the front court, they're going to throw it around. Move it out behind the arc. The basketball has 21. 21 Isabel Wooten. And a shot taken. Maybe it's behind the arc. I looked up. And she got fouled. Let's see if she's going to shoot three. No, they're going to say the foul happened before the shot. Either that or after the shot. They're fouled in the air and haven't landed yet, then that's still the shot. They're going to work it back in. In the paint, hard shot off the rim would go. Shot taken there by Emma Antwood. She saves the basketball before it goes out of bounds. Saves it into Danville Lady Warrior. 21, Isabel Wooten. She'll work it down the lane. 2-point shot off the glass. Isabel Wooten, and she acknowledges a good pass from teammate. 6:56 on the game clock. We're in the second half, third quarter. Danville in front. 18-13. Looking around the perimeter with the basketball, Ella Hickok. Stationary dribble. She's got the triple threat. She'll dribble once. Pass it right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Runner out top, she'll dish it back to Ella Hickok. I look at Ella Hickok sometimes, and I think of Dakota Weatherford. Used to do her ball games, Hamilton Heights. She was quite an athlete. Pretty close to an Ella Hickok. Down low, off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Isabel Wooten with the rebound. She'll put it back up off the glass, wouldn't go. Going to be over the back call, trying for that extra rebound. Right there, they're going to whistle this one on number 11, Emma Ansoy. So one foul each way here in the second half. Ansoy now has two. Team foul, number two, that is. And checking out the ball game for Hamilton Heights is number 23, Cassidy Schakel. So the Huskies are going with five on the floor. Katie Brown is in the ball game. Cameron Runner out top. Ella Hickok. Hadley Cherry. And Kaylee Roten out top of the basketball. Moving it around the perimeter. Trying to work it down low. Probably an ill-advised pass. It's stolen by Danville. In the front court, Emma Ansoy. Dribbling down low off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by number 12, Cooper Stone. It'll be a foul called. Foul's going to be whistled on Danville on the rebounding stage. They're going to whistle this foul on number 12, Cooper Stone. She has one. Team foul number two. Second half for Danville. Hamilton Heights with one. 18-13, Danville by five. We're in the third quarter, 5:26 remaining. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. She's going to work it right side. Picked up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll work it all around. High dribble. She'll go off the glass. Shot when to go. Rebound picked out of there by Emma Ansoy. She'll dribble left-handed. Pretty good dribbler. Both hands. Going to call her for a travel violation. I don't know if I saw that. I know Coach Kaylee May in disbelief. She doesn't complain much. She's just going to cross her arms. So, well, she's a good coach. Remember talking with her last year. Great coach. Both sides of the court. Working it across the timeline now, working it in the front court, is Ella Hickok. Guarding her somewhat closely, Emma Ansoy. We'll pass it out top near the center circle. Stationary right there is Haley Roten. She'll pass it down low to Hadley Cherry. Takes a shot, wouldn't go. It's going to be a rebounding foul. Ball bounced out near the three-point stripe. There'll be a foul whistle on 24. That's Hadley Cherry. She picks up her second foul in the ballgame. Taking a breather for Danville is 23, Jocelyn Piercy. Back in the ballgame, 15, Addison Davis. Across the timeline with the pass on the dribble. Working it back around, Lucy Riggs dishes it down low. From the elbow, just off the lane, two-point bucket good for number 11, Emma Anselis. 4:23 on the game clock. 20-13. Danville by 7. Cross-court pass to the corner. Katie Brown. She'll work it back to Ella Hickok. Going to be a bump foul. Referees are picking and choosing when to call a foul. There's a lot of friction in the ballgame. Sometimes you got to pick and choose, and he chose to pick that foul. Whistle against Danville, number 11, Emma Anselis. Huskies bring it in. Shot going to go for Cameron Runner. Saving the basketball from going out of bounds on the rebound is Hadley Sherry. They'll work it out top to Kaylee Roten. 4 minutes left. Third quarter. 7-point advantage for Danville. Danville running the zone. We're going to play a little closer to Ella Hickok over by the scores bench. She'll dribble right side behind the arc to keep the dribble alive. Working against her is Addison Davis. They'll work it down low. Haley Roten. Trying to pass the ball out of there, tip it out of there, and it's picked up by Danville. Emma Anselis. Cross-court pass through the corner. She'll dribble back around, spin move. Off the glass, good move. Shot ready to go. That shot taken by 12. Cooper Stone. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Lady Huskies. Ball's going to be brought in right of the bucket. A foul whistled on Cameron Runner. She's got one. Both teams here in the second half have 3 fouls inside the arch, foul on the way. Good. Nothing but net. Credit the bucket. 2-point shot, 22. Cameron Rector and Danville goes up by 9, 22-13. Timeout called by the Lady Huskies. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew. That's Realty. They're in Tipton. Are you looking for that real estate professional in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty. They're at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, 46072. You can dial them at 765-675-3100. That's 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. They're in Tipton. RE/MAX Anew. 3:11 on the game clock. Huskies in the front court with the basketball. Katie Brown out top. She's working around the perimeter. Right side, Cameron Runner, she'll dribble baseline, she'll tip it to the corner, 3-point shot on the way, good. Kaylee Roten, I believe that's the first 3 in the ball game for the Huskies. Kaylee Roten nailed it from the right corner baseline. Shot at the other end, wouldn't go, rebound, Ellie Hickok. 22-16 ball game. Gonna catch her for a slide step, they're gonna say she didn't get her foot stopped on the jump stop. Tell you what, anymore, you're going to have to see that on video, and you're not going to see it on video here. The call made here live is going to stand. Tell you what, looking at some home run balls, I tell you what, it's foul poles, I call it the fair pole, in this World Series. Man, last night, the Phillies were on fire with the home run ball. We're going to round the perimeter. Danville, right side, going to go baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul. Hamilton Heights can be called on 24, Hadley Sherry. Might be on the floor. They're going to bring it in from out of bounds. Yeah, Hadley Sherry picks up number 3 in the ballgame. It'll be a time, it'll be a break in the action. We're going to see Hadley Sherry jog off the floor in the ballgame for her. We're going to see back on the field, on the floor, 23, Cassidy Schakel. She'll be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Danville, number 11, in the answer. She'll pass it to the top of the key. Working her right side with the basketball. Cooper Stone. She'll get it back to Anselis. She's in the paint. She'll take a shot right-handed. Wouldn't go.
Rebound out of there, Addison Davis. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Lucy Riggs. Back the other direction, Hamilton Heights on the rebound. Ella Hickok behind the arc. 2:05 left. Behind the 3-point line, shot wouldn't go. Ball's going to jump up off the rim, going to get that apparatus, going to get the cable, and then it went on over. Soft shot. Pretty surprising it got that big a bounce. That shot taken by KB Roten. Taking a breather, going to go out of the ballgame for Danville. Number 11, Emma Anselitz. On the dribble now, Cameron Rector. Number 22, should give the basketball up to 24, Lucy Riggs. Outside being guarded. Center circle, working with her foot for foot is Kaylee Roten. Close to a 5-second call. Coach Kaylee May is going to take a 30-second timeout to avoid that 5-second call closely guarded. A well-spent timeout. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. I'm going to mention this just like it's written for the most part. Good friend of mine, my 7, I went camping with this guy. My dad, his dad, he's probably about 15 years older than me. Here we go. Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton County school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As for all we know, we can say the farming industry is without a doubt the most valuable asset that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support basketball, Hamilton Heights, and Tipton. Ball's in the front court, hasn't made a shot yet. Danville, Lady Warriors, using some clock. 1:17 on the game clock. Looked like it could have been a travel, no call. It goes just outside, inside the arc. 2-point shot, good. 23, Jocelyn Piercy. She's a 5'10 senior. 1 minute left. Ball's in the front court, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. 24-16, Danville by 8. Third quarter ball game in the works. Going to go drive baseline. Cameron Runner with the jump stop nails it in the paint. 2-point bucket for Runner. 24-18. Ball's going to be tipped on the pass. Trying to make a pass to the corner. Huskies tip it out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Danville. Timeout. I should say break in the action. Substitution back in the game. Number 11, Emma Anselitz. Taking a breather is 15, Addison Davis. In the front court with the basketball is Anselitz. She's the ball handler. She's pretty much the spark plug from what I've seen. They're going to call a 5-second closely guarded call. A lot of folks think that that's a 3-foot area. No. In the book, it's a 6-foot call. 6-foot area. That's all you have to defend. It's up to the official. He don't have a tape measure out there, but he's a pretty good judge of distance. 29 seconds. Huskies in the front court. Down by 6. In the front court, Kaylee Roten. Out top on the dribble. Back and forth. Working against her is Cooper Stone. Works at right side, Katie Brown. 15 seconds left. Crossover dribble. She get it back to Ella Hickok. 10 seconds left. Outside, she's going to pick up a screen from Schenkel. Works it left side, kicks it back out. Cameron Runner on the dribble, well behind the arc. Going to be a bump foul. Going to be a friction foul out top of the key. They're going to whistle this one on 24. Lucy Riggs, 1.5 seconds left. Lucy Riggs picks up her first foul in the ballgame. Hadley Cherry going to check back in. You got to check back in, get some sticky. Reports her number. Hadley Cherry going to inbound the basketball. Taking a breather, 1.5 is going to be Katie Brown. Right in front of the Husky bench, going to work it down low, tipped out of bounds. Going to stay in the hands of Hamilton Heights. Pretty good trigger finger on that clock. Hamilton Heights going to bring it in right of the bucket on the baseline. Cameron Runner, got to be a tip, can't catch and shoot. Not sure that can happen. They're going to count it.
I take that back. There'll be a tip at 3.3 seconds. That was Kaylee Roten. Passed it into her, and she let it go in a hurry. Nothing but net. That was just 0.6 seconds left. Catch and shoot, they say, can happen with 0.7. They do say 0.3. It's got to be a tip. And they're going to count the bucket. I tell you what, they got away. Danville got away with a travel over there inside the paint. She kicked it to the corner and inside the arc. 2-point shot happened right there without a traveling violation being called. We've seen a lot of travels in this ball game. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Hope Jewelers. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers is there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. In the front court of the basketball, the possession gives it to Danville. On the dribble, that's Antolin. She goes down low, and the ball gets on the surface there. It's picked up by Cameron Runner. Huskies with another takeaway. 24-21, Danville in front. Fourth quarter, 7:35. They'll dribble in, take a shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten from the free throw line. Rebound out of there, secured by Lucy Riggs. She'll get it to point guard in the Antolin. She'll cross the timeline at a good walk pace. I should say a jog pace. She goes in. The free throw lane was wide open. Didn't take much to see that. Antolin took advantage. She went hard to the hoop. She gets fouled. She's going to shoot two. Number 11, Emma Antolin. 5'7" sophomore. She's got a lot of upside in front of her. 7:21 left. First shot good. Antolin hits the first one. She'll get another. Two-shot foul. Fouled in the act of shooting. 7:21 left. 25-21. Now 26-21. Antolin hits both of them. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. In the front court, Kaylee Roten out top. Right there to Cameron Runner. She'll back pedal dribble. Working against her is Emma Antolin. Sophomore guarding the junior. Working it back out top, Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. She's going to pick up a screen. Not going to use it. Going to go right side. Kick it outside the edge. Three-point shot would go for Cameron Runner. Ball free. Picked up. She's on the run. That's Cooper Stone. She'll work it left side to Antolin. She'll dribble in. Down low. Off the glass. Two-point bucket. Good. Right at the bucket. That's 15. Addison Davis. Davis, another gal that comes off the bench and contributes good minutes. 6:34 on the game clock. Right side with the basketball. Ella Hickok should work it down low. That was Schaefer. Cassidy Schaefer went up for the shot in the paint. Anticipating the jump. Knocks the ball out of bounds on a swat. That's Cooper Stone. But normally when that happens and the ball swatted out of bounds, the other team just gets the ball back and takes it back, brings it back in. Left of the bucket. Going to be a long base softball pass deep in the front court by Cameron Runner. Gets it to Ella Hickok. Crossover dribble through the corner. Three-point shot good. Hadley Carey. Carey for three. The four-point ball game. 28-24. Danville in front. 6:10 left here in the fourth quarter. On the dribble, out top of the basketball, Antolin. Back pedal dribble, working against her is Hadley Carey. She'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Isabel Wooten. Ball's going to be tipped. Might have been off the foot. Hamilton Heights going to be along in the front court with Danville. 5:57 left. 28-24. Danville with the basketball and the lead here in the fourth quarter. Crossover dribble, Ansler. Turnaround jumper, should get her shot blocked. Rebound out of there, Danville. That's Addison Davis with the board. They go behind the arc, put the ball in the surface on the dribble. Going to be a foul call. Dribbling right there, hard to the hoop. That was Cameron Rector for 22. Foul's going to be whistled on Lady Huskies. Be called on Kaylee Rote, and she'll pick up number two in the ballgame. Hamilton Heights with six here in the second half. Danville with four. 5:41, ball tipped. Ball's loose, picked up by Kaylee Rote. She gets the ball to Haven Cherry. Now back to Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. She'll work it right side behind the arc. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. Three-point shot in the air. Kaylee Rote wouldn't go. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Danville. 5:24 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Danville going to bring it in 84 feet away. Addison Davis will entry the ball to get it into Ancelot. She'll pick up a double team in the backcourt of Cameron Runner and Ella Hickok. She passes out of it. Go hook shot across the lane. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Kaylee Roten. Going to be a foul called in the backcourt. They're going to foul Kaylee. A little bit of a reach around. It's going to be double check here. 15, I believe. He might have motioned 12 to the bench. Not quite sure. They're going to whistle this foul on 21. 21, Isabel Wooten. She's got two. Team foul number five. So that foul situation, we're going to be shooting some free throws later on in this quarter. On the rebound, they're back out top, moving the basketball. Hadley Cherry out top, triple threat available. She'll dribble left, one dribble, back out to Ella Hickok. She's being guarded not closely, but somewhat closely by Ancelot. Ancelot going to cross over, take it to the corner, another shot by Hadley Cherry. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. A lot of friction there, no foul call. Hamilton Heights has the basketball. They'll take another shot at the rim. Out top deep is Kaylee Roten. She's got a stationary dribble. She's in stationary position. She had a triple threat. She dished off to Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron Runner. Well behind the arc, she'll dribble out top. She'll dribble in. Going to be a reach in. No foul called. Addison Davis comes up with the basketball. She'll go the distance. Couldn't get the layup. It's going to be a foul on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Danville. As the ref blows the whistle and points the other direction. So foul's going to be whistled on Danville. We're going to call this one on number 11, Emma Ancelot. She'll pick up number 4 in the ball game. Hamilton Heights going to bring it 84 feet. It'll be met at half court. Picking up at half court and be number 22, Cameron Rector. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Ella Hickok for the Huskies. She'll dribble around the perimeter to go off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound shot wouldn't go for Schakel. Getting pretty loose right there. Ball's loose. Ball's on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Coach Kaylee May was trying to call a timeout. Timeout would have been hard to grant right there. The ball was on the floor. About four girls trying to get to it. And I say, well, it's got to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Hamilton Heights. Brought in from the bench right there, Kaylee Rote. Slightly to the backcourt, Ella Hickok to dribble in the front court. Well behind the arc, she'll dribble right back, pick up a triple screen. Out top, she'll take a shot. Rimmed around, fell in. Had some momentum. Hit the front of the rim, bounced off the back of the rim, and went in. 28-27. Danville by one with the basketball in the front court. 3:20 left. Fourth quarter. Dribble ends outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken right there by Addison Davis. In the front court, Hamilton Heights on the approach. Going to be a blocking foul. Cameron Runner was working the basketball. She was wanting to go right side off the glass. Fouls whistled on Danville. Lady Warriors, 22. Cameron Rector. Rector picked up her first foul in the ball game. Addison Davis going to take a breather. Going to have an empty lane right here of Huskies. Got two Danville Lady Warriors. Cameron Runner going to get to shoot twice. She got the first one. She'll get one more. From my knowledge, she's 5 for 5 on the evening. Second shot up, rims around, falls in.
Hamilton Heights up by one. 3:07 left. Fourth quarter. Lost the handle, threw it away, picked up by Hadley Carey in the Danville front court. And across the timeline, Ella Hickok. Huskies in front, 29-28. 2:50 left here in the fourth quarter. In the absolute corner, front court, dribbling out of there is Cameron Runner. She was right in front of the scores bench. Defense came in to play her tightly. That was 22, Cameron Rector. Cameron Rector guarding Cameron Runner. So they're working it right side behind the arc. They're working the popcorn popper right now, moving the basketball. Ella Hickok, timeout, going to be called by Coach Keegan Cherry. 2:25 left. 2:25 left here in the fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights 29, Danville 28. Let's mention the preseason poll. These are top 13 teams, Class 3A. Varsity girls basketball. Number one, South Bend, Washington. Last year, they finished 27-3. Number two is Garrett. Last year, finished 27-2. Number three is Benton Central. Last year, they finished 27-2. Number four is Silver Creek. Last year, they finished 26-3. Number five is Norwell. They finished last year 19-5. Number six, Jay County. They finished last year 20-4. Number seven is Washington. They finished last year 22-4. We'll pick that up in a minute. Two teams tied at number eight and two tied at number 10. Can be brought in. Hamilton Heights, Kaylee Roten, slightly to the backcourt. Ella Hickok. She'll bounce it in outside the arc. Kaylee Roten should dribble out of the double team. Bounce pass out top, driving the lane. Ella Hickok going to get it back to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble out of there. Behind the arc, she'll keep the ball alive. She's being guarded closely by Cameron Rector. She'll work at the Hadley Cherry. Free throw lane, and work the ball back around. Kaylee Roten back to Cameron Runner. 1:56 left. It's going to be a push foul. Going to be a foul called on Danville. 29-28. They're going to whistle a foul on 22, Cameron Rector. 5'6 senior. She picks up her second foul. At the free throw line, Ella Hickok. First time at the stripe tonight. First shot wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Controlled by 21, Isabel Wooten. Passes it out of there to 22, Cameron Rector. She'll pass it down low on the baseline, deeper, and it's going to be tipped away. Picked up by Katie Roten. One foul with the open palm in the air. The other referee with a closed fist. I guess they'll go to the closed fist and they'll walk the distance. It'll be a 1-1, last 1-1 of the ball game. That's the ninth personal foul second half on Danville. That foul whistled on 21, Isabel Wooten. She's got three. 1:42 left. Kaylee Roten, first shot, nothing but net. 30-28, timeout. Going to be a player back in the game. It's going to be Addison Davis taking a breather, 23, Jocelyn Piercy. So one Husky on the lane, Cameron Runner, three Danville Warriors. Wouldn't go on a second shot, rebound, picked up right there by Cameron Roten. Going to call her a foot on the baseline. Aha, video might have been good there. Ball brought in, Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner going to go overhead pass. They'll get it to Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, Kaylee Roten. They move the ball quick. Cameron Runner back to Kaylee Roten. 1:27 on the game clock. On the dribble, trying to get the basketball. Going to be a foul called on Danville. It's going to be on 11, Emma Anselet, and she might lead the ball game with foul number 5. We'll double check here. Number 11, she'll pick up number 5. I tell you what, number 5, 11, Emma Anselet, 5'7 sophomore. Quite a ball player. She gets immediate fives all down the bench area. And what she has got a future at Danville High School. 1:25 left. That's a 10th foul on Danville in the second half. It's a double bonus. Double bonus for Cameron Runner.
game run runner, I believe, 6 for 6. Now 7 for 7 from the stripe. She'll get one more, a 3-point ball game. Hamilton Heights by 3, now 4. 32-28, 1:23 on the game clock. House top to work at left side. On behind the arc to work the basketball. At number 12, and it's all timeout. Cooper Stone was on the drive. Both 60-second timeout. Danville Lady Warriors, Coach Kaylee May. We'll finish up the preseason polls. These are preseason. Haven't played a game yet. They're going by last year's records. Tied at number 8, Hamilton Heights, 18-6. Mishawaka Marion, 20-6. Tied at number 10, Evansville Memorial, 21-5. Also at number 10 is Twin Lakes Indians, 19-6. At number 12, it's Corydon Central, 21-3. At number 13, it's West Lafayette, the Red Devils, 12-11. Gotta mention, 13 teams right here. And of the 13 teams, 4 of the teams are from the Hoosier Conference. That's pretty impressive. Ought to be a good season in the Hoosier Conference. 10 teams right there. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school athletics. Baseball in the spring, football in the fall, and basketball in the winter. Ball's going to be brought in by Danville in the front court, opposite the scores bench. Ball brought in, 22, Cameron Retcher on the dribble. She'll work it inside the arc. Work it back around outside the arc, left side. Trying to get rid of the basketball. Will, and she's going to have a difficult pass to handle for number 12, Cooper Stone, going to go out of bounds. Hamilton Heights going to enter the basketball game once again with Katie Brown taking a breather. It's 24, Hadley Cherry. 1:03 on the game clock going to be brought in by Hamilton Heights in the backcourt. Trying to get it in, does so. Katie Brown resists it back to Ella Hitchcock. Tried to dribble up the base of her sideline, and she gets fouled. They want to put her on the line. 4-point ball game. This foul whistled on number 12, Cooper Stone. She picks up number 2. Double bonus, that's foul number 11. They'll only put 10 on the scoreboard. Doesn't matter if they have 20. 10's as high as the scoreboard will go. 2 shots right there. First one's good. Ella Hitchcock. At Belmont Regional last year versus the Railroaders, Ella Hitchcock went 0-for-1 from the stripe. She was 2-for-6 for field goals. She got 6 points. She was 2-for-3, 3-point land. So, second shot goes in for Ella. 2-for-2 at the stripe. 34-28. Huskies by 6, and now 4. Left-handed floater in the lane. I think she's a right-handed player. Well done right there. I believe that's 12, Cooper Stone. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called right here. And we do thank you for tuning in. First game of the season right here, Hamilton Heights hosting the Danville Lady Warriors. As mentioned, next game on the agenda for the Huskies, they'll be at Clinton Prairie. That's over by Frankfort. At Clinton Prairie, they'll be there on Saturday night, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. That's going to be Saturday, November 5th, the day after the Danville Warriors football team is going to be in the sectional final right here at Monrovia High School, Class 3A, Sectional 29 on Friday. Yeah, I'll be 56 on Friday, 50.6 on the scoreboard. Time left brought in Cameron Runner. 34-30. Huskies going to the front court on the dribble with Runner. They had to foul her, stop the clock at 44.4. And the foul's whistled. Number 24, Lucy Riggs. 24, Lucy Riggs picks up her second. Cameron Runner at the free throw line. No more, no other Huskies on the line. Three Danville Warriors. First shot good. Addison Davis on the lane along with Isabel Wooten and Lucy Riggs. First shot good for Cameron. She'll have another. 35-30 and now 36-30. Hamilton Heights by six. 42 seconds left on the dribble. They'll work it right side behind the arc. She'll stop and pop a three. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 12, Cooper Stone. Rebound, Danville. Going up with the shot, wouldn't get it. And she'll go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a couple. We'll see the line right there for Danville. It's going to be Addison Davis. She's a hard-nosed player. She came down, hit the floor. I was hoping she was protecting herself before she hit the floor. She seems to be okay. She's going to shoot. First shot up and good. Addison Davis on the lane with her. Danville, Isabel Wooten, and Cooper Stone. Three Huskies on the lane. Down low, Cameron Runner. Also, Kaylee Roten. Over the back. Let's see what this is going to be. It's going to be a push. See who the foul is going to be whistled on. It was a rebounding foul. And that's pretty weird. Double check here. Kaylee Roten had the inside position. Girl came down over her back. And they call foul, evidently, on Kaylee Roten. So Roten has three. Not 29.1 left. Roten changes places on the lane with Ella Hitchcock. First shot up, rimmed around, fell in. Number 21, Isabel Wooten. She'll get one more. 36-32. No, this game is not over. It's far from it. Second shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound, put back, is good. Addison Davis for two. It's 36-34. Huskies trying to bring the ball in. They do when they get fouled in the extreme backcourt. Huskies going to walk to the other side. They're going to shoot the double bonus. It's going to be shot by number two, Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock, she'll be at the free throw line. Cameron Runner, the lone Husky on the lane. They have four Danville Warriors. Addison Davis, Cameron Rector, Isabel Wooten, and 24, Lucy Riggs. First shot is good for Ella Hitchcock. Hadley Cherry takes a breather. Take that back. Hadley's still in the ballgame. Second shot falls in. Katie Brown takes a breather. They're going to be a timeout call by Coach Steven Sherry. He's going to take a full 60-second timeout on the floor. And again, we do thank our sponsors bringing this game to you. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia. AGM Auto, a good mechanic. They're right there by the Arcadia ballpark. Runyon Truck Store, they're over there, 27857 Henry Gunn Road, Atlanta. Pretty close to Highway 37, right there, 281st Street. Just go a little bit west on 281st. And Scott G, I tell you what, he's a good sponsor. I tell you what, he loves the Tipton Blue Devils. But he agreed to support Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and Central Catholic Knights. We got about three games we're going to do for Central Catholic Knights spread out during the season. Indiana Express Rentals bringing this game to you. Dean's Auto Parts, Fritz and Fisher's, Remax and New Realty, Blue Devil Boilermaker, and Hope Jewelers bringing this game to you. Thank them. And please, working it back in the front court. Across the timeline, Danville. 16 seconds. 8-4-point ball game from the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Rims off long. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Danville. 2-point bucket. Good. Danville got the two. Got the board and put it back in. Full 60-second timeout. It's a 2-point ball game. 8.2 seconds left. 8.2. And we wish the best for the Danville Warriors football team. We hope they'll come out of there and end up next week at regional competition. As mentioned, Danville knocked off Western Boone last week. Overtime, it was at Danville. Western Boone, a good ball team. Western Boone, the only team that has beaten Coach Larry Bud Wright in the Sheridan Blackhawks this year. Coach Wright has 9 in a row. Anyway, Danville, 36-34, overtime win last week versus Western Boone. Monrovia, they eked out a win versus Speedway last week, 21-20. So Danville Warriors will be on the road on Friday night. Class 3A, Sectional 29, they'll go against the Monrovia Bulldogs. We wish the best for the Danville Warriors. Second buzzer. Both teams on the floor. 8.2 left. Husky's going to bring it in bounds. Right of the bucket. Officials letting Cameron Runner know she can run the baseline if she needs to. She's going to pass it across to the other baseline. Back to Cameron. They're going to foul Cameron. 7.2. 1 second ticks off the clock. Going to walk the distance. Cameron Runner going to shoot the double bonus. Cameron Runner at the free throw line. Ella Hickok on the lane. 4 other Danville Lady Warriors on the lane also. She'll bounce a few times. She'll eye it, fly it. First one's good. The 3-point ball game. Hadley Cherry back in the ball game. Cassidy Schakel in the backcourt, along with Ella Hickok in the front court. It's Katie Roten. Free throw line, second shot good, Cameron Runner. 4-point ball game, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. You dribble it right side in the paint, floater on the way, wouldn't go. Put back is going to count. 2-point bucket. In that last shot, I believe it. 21, Isabel Wooten. Final score, Hamilton Heights, 40. Danville, 38. We do thank you for listening. We hope you'll attend the ball game. Hamilton Heights is going to be at Clinton Prairie Saturday night. That's November 5th. And the Danville Lady Warriors will be in action next Wednesday, November 9th, 7:30 for the varsity, 6 o'clock for the JV. Danville will travel to University High School to do battle with the Trailblazers. We thank you for tuning in. We thank our halftime guest, the head coach of the LaPel Bulldogs boys team. That's Coach Kevin Cherry. What a quality guy. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And until next time, please check the website. Next game coming right up, Hamilton Heights girls basketball. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Hey, we're posting right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Keegan Cherry. I say, what, Coach Cherry? I wrote this down for your regional game. It was 99 wins and 47 losses. I put 48 that time. But tonight, you got your 100th win. Does that mean much to you?
Well, it's just like what I told the girls just now. It's, you know, since I've been here, and this is the start of my 7th year, not one time have I put this basketball through the net. You know, we get to 100 because of girls. Girls that compete their butts off, you know, every single game, every day in practice. I've been fortunate to have really great girls along the way that have gotten me personally to this 100. But it's more about we than it is about me. And that's what we preach here, and that's the philosophy, and that's just the mindset that we have.
Well, a lot of things you don't forget that I got to remember. Coach Ballinger at Mount Vernon playing against Travis Doherty. About 5 years before Gus hit the 56-point mark, he got his 100th win that night.
Oh, is that right? It's a special evening for coaches, you know, and it's just being my 7th year, I'm appreciative of the administration that allowed me to come in here and coach hard, coach these girls hard, and I'm happy and pleased with the girls, their effort, and the way they battle every day in practice. You know, we're not the deepest team, But we do compete and play hard, and hats off to Danville tonight. What a scrappy, well-coached team they are. Coach May does a fantastic job. Their defense, they had schemed and prepared, you could tell. You know, they aren't darn near wrecked the evening for us. They had us on the ropes, but Cameron Runner was fantastic down the stretch. We executed out of timeouts, made free throws timely, and able to hang on and get the W.
Coach, good luck and great prayer.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate it.
That's Coach right there. Coach Keegan Cherry, a humble guy, coaches well. I tell you what, that guy is an incredible man. Enjoyed working with him. What a deal. We're going to bow out of here, and we'll see you next time. Go visit Hamilton Heights as they travel to Clinton Prairie on Saturday night, November 5th. JV at 6, Varsity at 7:30.